today.
It's a red, white, support the blue flashback weekend. Flashing back to our favorite interviews with those that have put their lives on the line for their fellow citizens.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with Phil Waters and Susan Constantine. Phil, retired detective, current president and CEO of Kindred Spirits Investigations and Security, Inc. Susan, trial consultant, body language expert, president of the Human Behavior Academy. Two people that are very good at reading human behavior. And with that, guys, I want to ask you this question and get both of your perspectives on it. As Lori Vallow is sitting in court these days, right there, all these witnesses testifying against her. Maybe at some point we'll see somebody come out for her. I don't know. But what is going through her mind? How is she processing the events that are taking place in front of her in that courtroom? I'm going to throw it to you, Susan, for your thoughts.
Well, she doesn't seem to be emotionally affected by it, like in a negative way, like a remorseful way. And the reason why I say that is because when you look at her facial, and I want to get through all of the coding on it, but when you break it down into her movements, right, where she kind of scoots down and she tilts her head up, it's kind of like a turtle that is kind of pulled inside of its shell and that comes back out and tilts its head to see if it's safe. And then she has this expression that there's different emotions that are fleeting around in her face. One is concerned. You can see the pinched eyebrows. She's paying attention. But then she laughs and smiles and smirks, tries to blow it off. So I think that, where she's at right now, I think she does realize that this is a serious situation. I don't believe that she thinks that she is going to be in prison for the rest of her life. I think that she still has some sort of hope. What I would like to have seen in this trial is for we haven't seen Chad testify, but I think he would have thrown her on the bus in a flat second. But she still has hope, right? So she's not turning him in, because I think that a good defense would have been, it was all him. I wasn't even there. It was all him. I don't know anything what he did. He lied to me. He coerced me. He talked me into this crazy life. And I didn't have any part of it. But when I look at her expression, she doesn't emote what we call congruent behaviors. And when we look at incongruent behaviors, it's because they're incongruent. So when they're not in sync, they're out of sync. And that's really the bottom line. Why are they out of sync? She's not feeling the natural empathy and compassion of a parent that lost both of her children that were brutally murdered. She doesn't have it. So she's a psychopath. I mean, when you look it up, the characteristics of a psychopath, you literally could mark off every single one of them. She's a clear illustration of a true psychopath.
Phil, what do you think is going through her mind right now?
Well, I think she, we had a technical term in homicide for people like this. And we would just call them a nut.
I knew you were going to say
yep.
that.
So
I knew it too. I knew exactly where he was going when he said that.
So she's all of that. She's delusional. She has, in my world, I've always defined the difference between a sociopath and a psychopath. Is a sociopath is a person who feels justified in what they did. And a psychopath is a person who committed a sociopathic act and enjoyed it. So I think she's kind of a combination here of these things. And she, if you've listened to the jail phone call between her and her surviving son, who's an adult, it is very eye-opening. It's very telling about her persona and her perspective. She, with her own son, and he is on her. I mean, I give a lot of credit to that young man. It would appear to me that he is a Christ follower, and he is saying to her consistently with great passion that she's lied to him. Why did you do it? She continues to deny, and talks about Jesus loves me and Jesus is with him and all this stuff. And he keeps telling her, that's not true. I pray for you every day that he doesn't say it in these words, but you'll come to the cross, that you will come to Jesus, that he will save your soul. So it's interesting that she's continuing with what I think she has always been. It has just taken this walk through her life to manifest itself into this level of evil. Mm-hmm. And I think that what I was amazed about her son is that while he is so passionate about telling her what a disappointment she is, how she took his siblings away from him, and how upset he is by it, how hurt he was by it, and how just devastated he was by it. On the other hand, different side of the same coin. He is showing incredible compassion and grace to her about his concern for her eternity. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing phone call.
Yeah, it really is. It truly is. In my mind, I go, I wonder what her diagnoses would be. Yeah. I don't know what her clinical, I'm not talking about the clinical diagnosis is.
It would be mine.
What's yours?
She's a nut.
Whole new category.
Look it up.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Thank you, Phil and Susan. Susan Constantine, trial consultant and body language expert, president of the Human Behavior Academy. And then we have Phil, retired detective and current president and CEO of Kindred Spirits Investigations and Security, Inc. Always a pleasure having you guys on. If you like the podcast, be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates and discussions on the cases that we're following for you right here. You can get an ad-free experience when you sign up through Apple Podcasts right now, so do check that out. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.